Yeah, this song was doing the round in 1982. Interview with the New York Times, Lionel Richie, he said, you know, that Domboli de se dimoya, because people used to say it was Swahili, because there's that part where it goes jamboe, jamboe, but he said no, you know, the Domboli de se dimoya, I just made it up, it's just lyrics, jargon, like mama se, mama sa, mama kusa. Yeah, so that's All Night Long, Lionel Richie, released in 1982, the year when UNIP and its presidential candidate, one Kenneth Kaunda, amassed 95% of the vote, Mwerant, landslide victory. Richie performed All Night Long at the closing ceremony of the 1984 LA Olympics, yeah. And remember there was that UFO. I saw a video of that. You couldn't watch it live back then. I remember the narration from some of the Zambian athletes. Athletes. And we met them and they were narrating. I can't remember who was the lead narrator, but I specifically remember the team as they arrived We met them at the airport, and they were talking about, you know, that experience watching Lionel Richie. Keith Mwira, by the way, won Zambia's first ever medal, bronze, at the Olympics in the men's light flyweight in boxing. So for the love of my country, let me quickly run down the complete list of the 16 athletes in three disciplines who represented Ichialo at the 1984 LA Olympics. Of course, there was Keith Mwira, the boxer, Patrick Mwamba, that name sounds familiar, Star Zulu, Chris Mwamba, Jainek Chianta, Dimas Tisala, Henry Kalunga, Christopher Kapopo, Moses Mwala, James Mafuta, Arik Kaluigi, Asaf Tembo, Davidson Lishebo, Archfell Musango, Henry Ngonwe, and Mutare Mulenga. Those were the athletes. Athletes who were at the 84 LA Olympics, and they managed to watch the closing ceremony. Lionel Richie performing all night long.
With Punji.
It is 6 after 8. Still to come, we've got your double play, we've got your 90s. I'm going to touch about unfreezing the freezer. Of course, the rat story, how to get rid of those rats. And then things to let go of as a quinquagenarian. You know, Ngana Mukulasha, there are certain things you have to let go of. Wearing torn jeans might not be one of them, but hey. So, in view of the ongoing tariffs, you know, there's tariffs, there's visas, there's shiny, all these talks. There's talk of, you know, Africa looking for business elsewhere and supporting each other. And I think hot on the heels of that, Namibia and Zambia are set to make cross-border travel easier by allowing citizens to use national registration cards instead of passports. I know, I think from Livingston, you've done this a couple of times, you can cross over to Zim just using your NRC. So Africa in general must remove visas and passports for each other. I can't imagine that if you have your Papa Zaire, I can't buy, I need a visa, I mean, like, really. Again, we tend to focus so much on the negatives that, no, if we let people free movement, there will be criminals. Yes, that's going to happen. We know that. But look at the bigger picture, you know, the bigger advantage that we have. We must focus on the positives that any such move would bring rather than dwell on the negatives. Come on, Africa, we can do this. We need to show the world that we can do this. I actually hope that one day we can, and I'm going to say this, we can tell all these countries to, yeah, and we do things on our own. Come on, I know, Africa, we can do it, right? I know someone who loves this song. KSJ, how you doing, my man? Ken Simmons Jr. Here's Toto and Africa.
I hear the drums.